This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere, wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and out every day. Six great flavors of slushies. Pickle Bar, led by the barrels of the dills, indeed second to none. What the heck? Go out and stock up right now. It'll get you through tomorrow and early Saturday with the storm moving in. Just go stock up now. It'll be a lot of fun. Always great to talk with John Griffin, the head basketball coach at Bucknell. John, welcome. I hope it's been a terrific summer for you so far.
Steve, it's great to be back on the air with you. That means that we're getting close to the basketball season. But as always, I appreciate the invitation. And, yeah, so far, no injuries. So good.
Yeah, that's the big part, which allows you to get the maximum amount of work done. What does the summer do to lay a foundation for your training camp?
Well, I think there's a couple ways that you can really utilize the time that you spend with your team. For us, it was a huge summer built around body development. We have some skilled players that needed to gain a little weight or change their body composition a little bit to help them become better players because they're very skilled. So we spent a heavy part of the summer just focusing, making sure our decisions were all about building our body to a point where we, as individuals, as our players, feel very confident in their physicality and their health. That was such a major part of our summer.
I'll give you a Mike Rhodes example. After going through the Big Ten season with the team he had, he said, you know what? He said, we have to have bigger wings. Right, that's because of the nature of how the conference is built. After going through your season in the Patriot League, what did it give you a realization of that allowed you to maybe adjust or adapt because you've gone through a season?
Yeah, it's a great question. And obviously we're not in the Big Ten, and Big Ten basketball is pretty close to Big Ten football. So the physicality is just night in and night out. For us, you know what? I learned that our players just need to improve individually as playmakers, as decision makers. I thought that we learned a lot about ourselves throughout the course of the Patriot League season. And then when the season ends, you kind of sit back and really do a deep dive overview of your strengths and your weaknesses. And for us, we wanted to help our players get better individually so they can become, like I said, just better playmakers, better decision makers without play calls, and then be stronger human beings so that they can absorb more of a physical basketball game and still allow their skills to be our advantage. And that's really, those two pieces were so important for us as we finished strong down the stretch last year, and they'll continue to be important for us going forward.
Personnel-wise, where are you going to lean on the leadership part of it? And as you were going through the weeks and weeks of summer work, did that show for you?
It did, Steve. I'm excited about this year. I mean, we talked at this point last year. I can remember vividly talking about how I wasn't sure what type of team we would put on the floor. I knew we would be competitive and we would play hard for 40 minutes. But from a individual talent standpoint, we had a lot of players that really just didn't have enough data in their profile to say what they would do versus what they couldn't do. We're in a completely, completely different boat right now. We have players that had great success throughout the course of the season last year in different times of our season. And what we have is taller players that are super skilled in Noah Williamson and Rube Bizak that really have taken a huge step forward in the offseason in developing their bodies and hopefully being able to absorb a little bit more physicality. But we have also this unique core of continuity. We didn't have any transfers. And right. So I'm really excited. I've been promoting, obviously, the energy and excitement around our team, but they've worked their tails off, and I'm happy that they're going to have the opportunity to really put Bucknell right back to the top where, you know, I think all of Lewisburg and the loyal fans of Bucknell basketball want us to be.
All right, so now the next part is that you have players back. That makes a difference. The last thing you want is to get somebody hurt along the way. But sometimes when somebody gets hurt along the way, it opens the door for somebody else to get valuable experience. There are a couple of guys, when you had guys bumped up last year, that stepped up for you, that you can see that experience has paid off for them this summer.
Yeah. I mean, we have two guards, Elvin Edmonds and Josh Bosco, that took a huge step forward for us. Yeah. Experience box checked, leadership box checked, making winning plays, and then winning basketball games box checked. And so we're going to rely on the experiences that they went through and learned how to win, essentially. And, you know, we're going to put them as the head of a stake for us. And then we've intertwined some new guys that I think are going to be immediate impact players. But I'm excited. And we've built a schedule, Steve, honestly, where, yeah, it's probably a little bit, if you look at it on paper, you probably would think that as the head coach, I'm a little wild. But I'm a competitive guy, and the program's, you know, got a national brand to it. And I want to make sure that Bucknell basketball is mentioned in that mid-major world of college basketball teams that could be potential NCAA tournament teams that upset high-major opponents. And this is how you do it.
You know, there's also some other element to it, though. When you're playing a schedule like that, you find out your pluses and your minuses, and does it do the job, idealistically now, do the job of setting you up so when you get to the Patriot, we've been tested, let's go?
Yeah, I mean, ideally, yes. I think the main elements in the non-conference for us are we improving? So that's to your point. We have to be able to measure ourselves weekly. And so building a schedule that would create this type of adversity was important for me and for our program. And then building a little confidence, playing some of the – we have Richmond coming to Lewisburg, St. Bonaventure coming to Lewisburg. We're playing, you know, at Kentucky and at Syracuse and putting ourselves in position to really test ourselves but also prove that we're capable of doing this. I mean, I recall as a player the emotional aspect of being able to beat Syracuse at the Dome and then how that carried over. So there's a lot of psychological elements in play, but also I want our players, I want the recruits to all know that if you come to Bucknell, you'll have an opportunity to play on a national level.
That's also the other part, John, the importance of establishing to everybody, whether it's Lewisburg, recruits, fan base, your major league. How important is that part for you?
That's a big part of it, Steve. I mean, it's a huge – in this world today of branding, you know, you're building essentially a company that's private looking to go public. That's the way that college athletics has now kind of evolved into. And it's actually, if you look on a tangent here, if you look and you read into more college, private equities are getting involved. But for us, we are one bid league. We're a one bid league, which means that only one team will go to the NCAA tournament out of the Patriot League. And for us to prepare ourselves for that, but also get the potential recognition as that type of program, you have to put yourself in position to play some of the best basketball prior to your conference season as you can. And I've built schedules as an assistant for the last 10 years, and that's always been my philosophy. Of course, having only been an assistant that always goes to the head coach and at times got thrown back in my face. But now that I'm the head coach at Bucknell, I'm very proud of the program. And you can kind of feel that through the schedule that I've put together.
Yeah. There's been some talk of expanding the NCAA tournament. Now, you and I both know realistically that means that they would like to see, with the expanded Big Five conferences, four of them expanding, that there's a potential benefit for them. Do you think in any way, shape, or form it opens up the possibility that a great Patriot team that doesn't win the tournament could steal one because there might be more bids?
Yeah, I mean, in theory, yes. I do think that it's expanding to open the door for the high major Power Five conferences like you mentioned. So in theory, though, could a mid-major like a Patriot League school steal a bid? Yes. If the schedule, from a mathematical standpoint, works itself out and the Patriot League is strong. I mean, that's a major part of it. A lot of these conferences have to be strong enough so that teams get a net score that would imply a NCAA tournament at-large bid. So, in theory, yes, but it's not something that I'm going to rely on.
March
matters, and you have to prepare yourself for March.
Yeah, I remember, was it Monmouth a couple of years ago? It looked like they...
It was Monmouth.
They had put together that non-con. They did really well in it. They could get an at-large, and the answer was no. Thought I'd throw it out there just as a conversation piece on this particular day.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a topic of conversation for sure. I do think that more mid-major teams are challenging themselves in a non-conference than maybe the sheer number of Power Fives that are doing the same. But you're also seeing a lot of Power Five conferences really challenging themselves in a non-conference now because seeding also matters, and that's become a major player in success in the NCAA tournament.
What was your comfort level this summer? I mean, you've always been confident and comfortable, but what was your comfort level this summer working with more known entities and mixing in others with your known entities compared to a year ago when essentially, quote, everybody was new to you?
Yeah, I mean, there was such a difference in overall efficiency in the work that we were doing this summer. We had a very set plan about individual specific development pieces within their skill sets. We didn't have to waste time trying to figure out what the strengths and the weaknesses were. And that is such a huge difference from last summer. Mm-hmm. And we also weren't going to Italy, so there wasn't this looming 10-day trip, which was amazing, don't get me wrong, and exposed our players to new culture, new food, and a new region that some might never have gone to. But we didn't have the pressure of accelerating our growth. And that's a huge part of from a coach's standpoint, making sure that you're being efficient in the work that you do because you don't want to waste time. My biggest fear, Steve, was working on something this summer that we didn't utilize early in the season. I did not want to make that mistake. And I thought I did make that mistake a little bit last year.
And that's all part of the growth process along the way. I have a group of individuals sitting in a room. Let's just say I've got 1,000 people sitting in the room. What would you tell them as a great reason to buy a Bucknell season ticket for 24-25?
Yeah, first I would say is we finished the season on such a high note with such great momentum. And we have that entire team, aside from two players, returning. Right. And that type of continuity should be exciting because all of our fans know the players. They know their character, and they've seen the competitiveness. And at this point, I would say that we should all invest into building off of what we just saw at the end of the year. And it's an exciting time. I'm looking forward to it. There's a lot of work to be done, and I'm not looking ahead, and our team won't look ahead, but having the continuity that we have with the mixture of individual successes that we've had makes it for a great opportunity for this team.
Well, I'll close on this. Winning is fun. And in watching you last year, you won, but your style was fun to watch in conjunction with the winning. Yeah, and I think that's what that it's more than just, okay, we won, the final was 36-32, you got to walk out, that was a grind. You're a fun team to watch that also wins, and I think that's an incredible combination.
Yeah, I mean, winning is fun, and that overrides everything else. But certainly we have tried to build, as our staff has tried to build, this competitive product that we put on the floor every night that we play.
Yep.
And that starts with the players. It starts with the players. And we have players that have bought in quickly. We have players that genuinely want to win for the name on the front of the jersey. And that's critical. Look, we're all watching the Olympics right now, and I've watched some of the most amazing track and field victories that I've ever seen in my life. I'm watching USA basketball be unselfish. Jason Tatum wins an NBA championship and doesn't play the first game. So we are all trying to find that same thing. And it all starts with having pride in the jersey, and then ultimately playing the game the right way with whatever your system is. And for us, it's just being physical, being competitive every possession, and then trying to create as much advantage on offense as possible. And I think we have players that are skilled enough to create advantages individually, but we're much stronger when we work with one another's strengths throughout the course of a game. So,
John, it is always a pleasure to talk with you. You and I could probably sit there and talk for a couple hours. Just a pleasure. Thanks so much. Appreciate you.
Dave, you got it. Good luck this season. I'm sure you're getting ready for Penn State football.
I'm going to practice this afternoon, John.
Yeah. Good for you. Enjoy.
Thanks, John. You too. We'll talk
all
soon.
Right.
Okay?
Okay. Bye-bye.
John Griffin, head basketball coach Bucknell. This half hour being brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we'll come back, talk with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The beverage supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.